But I'm sure we'll find a way. You found what?
Damn it. This one's the same building.
You know what's funny? One of my dad's friends actually played the first episode that we ever did.
Really?
Yeah, it was the one, it's the Fallout one. Or because we were talking, remember you were playing New Vegas and blah blah blah. Now I had to explain to him the whole setup, and he's like, oh yeah, this is my co-host, blah blah blah. And the reason the audio was the way it was, because it was all through a phone, and that we both could only be so loud, you know, into a microphone like this. Whereas Cody could realistically record something probably and it would sound a little better. Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, you gotta get that. That's like image worthy. Okay. She's gone. There you go. That was needed. I got
it was.
One of my random videos I put on YouTube is just Fallout 4 of one of the robots glitching out. It's just like a 4-second video or whatever, but it's just, you know. So what ideas do you have for the show? You know, now that you can't give me any more excuses.
We could get old Xbox games and review them on here.
Old Xbox? Well, I mean, I appreciate you, Ash. Well, it's funny, right? Because I've been wanting to get an actual Xbox game. What?
What?
I don't know what you're looking at.
Did you get the Xbox One S?
Well, either or. I mean, it's at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because I'll be adding you regardless, but.
Right.
I need to edit my Facebook post. They keep pestering me about it. They're like, I want this, and they'll give me a number that it's not my number, and I'm like, no, I need to edit this so that it's a one giant 1-2 punch combo, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh. Ugh. After all, so that's what I'm gonna do. I mean, did you wanna hear some of my ideas, or you wanna?
Oh, sure.
I mean, just to kinda throw stuff out, cause so I was like, I wanted to do something with something gaming related for a long time. I never quite knew what angle to go from. I was like, how do I do a game review? I was like, I want to do a game review. You know, game reviews of some kind, right?
Yeah.
I was like, I do these movie reviews. And I was like, I got stuff for, we got Dreadflix, right? And we got, what?
Dreadflix.
And we got,
I forgot about that one.
Well, we only did the Shark Tale review, but.
Ah, yes.
And then the other one that I'm just calling, I just call Modern Movie Reviews, MMR, because I haven't thought of a better name for it yet, so. You know, if you want to help me come up with a better name than that, then by all means.
I don't have anything in my head to do that.
Shocker. So much, shows how much you fucking care. Sometimes I want... I mean, do you honestly enjoy doing this? Because sometimes I wonder if
I
you...
I do.
You don't see...
Like, a little trick is, if you reload before your last shot, you don't have to cock it.
Okay.
Saves on reload time. So, what was the question you asked me? For what? Another name for...
Oh, for modern movie reviews. I just call it that because it's like just a base name, whatever.
Okay. Moderate or modern?
Modern, because we're always watching the newer stuff. You know.
Oh, joke and say the new retro shows in the future. But...
Well, we have retro reviews for
yeah.
That specific reason, but... You know, but what else would you say? Because you know, it's or it. Well, I mean, while you're thinking about that, I'm trying to think of a better name for that. I want to incorporate gaming in some form, some game reviews. I wasn't sure if I wanted to. I was like, well, you know, I said, well, where there's bad movie reviews, there's got to be bad game reviews. And I pride myself on crap anyways. And... I know people that know all kinds of games, and honestly, if there's anyone that probably knows crap as well as I do, it's you.
Right.
So...
Just look at my video game collection. It's all crap now. Wonderful crap.
I mean, and I love Wonderful.
I got a little bit of everything in there.
Yeah.
I got some Gears of War, I got some Halo, but I got some Red Dead.
But that's not crap. That's good stuff.
That's the joke.
I understand, but, you know, so I want to, you know, do some game reviews. I want to do, like, some, like, versus stuff.
Yeah.
Where two people each take a stance on a particular game or movie, right? And do that, like if there was, I don't know. I mean, like what's a game, what's something that you're like that you like, but you know most people hate. If you could think of one,
that's a good one.
Well, I mean, it's all subjective, so that's a good question. That's why I'm. That's why I'm just getting your subjective
Star
opinion.
Wars Episode 1.
Okay. You know, yeah, I'm saying we could talk about The Phantom Menace. I you could take the side of it being a good movie, I could take the side of it being a bad movie, but...
Right.
Kind of thing. But, you know, at the same end, we could also be like, you know... But then we also might review something that's... something like, we can disagree on one thing, but then it's like we both agree that, you know, Episode 3 is a really good movie. Kind of thing, so...
Can't let me execute the play prisoner.
You know what I mean? Task Force. Rich. Ash, dude. What's up, dude?
What happened? God, drink that water, dude.
Well, I mean, what else would there be?
San Bravo, we're reading 70 bogeys in your sector. Please verify.
So that's stuff like that. But what were you thinking? You know? Because we have the ability to do this even if we're not in the same room. So,
right.
I don't want you to ever forget that. So if you think of something that you're like, we should do this.
I would say.
But you're here, then yeah.
Like I would say. The campaign to Call of Duty Ghost is generally good. Other people freaking hate it for whatever reason.
Well, you know, that's
it true. Is a long campaign.
That's also that. There's a truth to that as well. See, that's a good example. I give you the chance to be like, hey, why don't you you can talk about Call of Duty Ghost. I can just sort of listen and interject, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, now it's like storytelling. So, you know, I would love to be able to talk about stuff. And you could be like, hey, I can do the same for you as well. Right?
Yeah.
Well, anything else?
Nothing like it. Thank you.
Chole. Is that fucking chewing tobacco?
Yeah.
Hey, who's that bitch?
That's a good question.
Is that? That's gotta be a real photo, right?
Yeah, that is.
Oh, man.
Oscar is falling.
What else?
It's like Homefront all over again.
What else? Well. What do you think we should do next on the show? If anything. I'm sure there's got to be something that you're like, we should definitely do this. Well, I mean, like, you know, what would be the, you know, it might be a while, you know, it might be a while before we watch, you know, a newer movie, right?
Right.
But, you know, maybe there's a movie that you're like, is there any particular movie you're like, we should watch this and review it? Or, you know, or you can also do the thing where you, or if there's one that you already know, like, you know, like Spider-Man 3 or something, right? Right? Kind of thing where it's like you probably know. Because I was gonna say, like, if there's stuff like that where it's just like we are, if there's, like, is there a movie or a game where you're like, I know this, like, the back of my hand? And you're like,
I know Fall Out New Vegas, like, the back of my hand.
Well, okay.
And then out.
True, but we did that already, so. Okay, how about a movie that you know really well? Or another game or something. I just want to get an idea, because if you know, if you can be like, oh, I know this, this, and this.
I know. I haven't played most of the Halos yet.
Most of the what?
That's it. Oh, I know Halo pretty good. Oh, wait, I haven't played the new Halos yet.
Well, you haven't played 5 and Infinite.
Right.
The is really what you mean to say.
I bought Justina 5. And me and her had a blast playing online.
Well, it was probably the stronger part of Halo 5 anyways, because it certainly wasn't the campaign. Oh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, if... Okay, well, you know, that's you calling them out like a franchise. What's a franchise that you would talk about? That isn't Halo or Fallout.
Battlefield.
Okay, that's you got a long history of Battlefield?
Yeah.
If I asked you to tell me which ones you've played, could you tell me?
I played Bad Company. I played Bad Company 2.
Okay.
I played Something Grenade.
I'm aware.
I played
Bad Company 1 and 2. What else?
I played Battlefield 3.
Right.
Battlefield 4.
4. Okay. Oh.
And I haven't played any of the newer ones.
Okay, you never played Hardline, right?
I played Hardline.
Why didn't you say, okay, you should have said Hardline then.
I forgot about Hardline.
Well, I mean, that's for the best, but...
No one talks about Hardline.
Nobody talks about Crash Bash either, but I still love it.
That is right.
I mean, did you know anything about Crash Bash at all? I mean, obviously you know who Crash Bandicoot is, but I mean that specific game, do you know anything about?
I do not.
So that could be like one of those episodes where I'm like where you set me up.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Gas station!
And stuff like that.
I think TJ's gonna be pissed at you. You blew up his gas station.
He doesn't own... Well, he doesn't own the gas. Last I checked, it was a BP station with a 7-Eleven attached to it. By the way.
So I'm guessing he doesn't order the gas.
I don't know what the hell. You think I know what he does anymore?
Well, it's somewhere in between sitting down doing paperwork and looking at a wall.
And looking at a wall. There you go. Well, you know, in time, right? Oh. Let's fix that.
Did you use that toilet, Owen? Did you forget the flush again? After the corona poop?
The corona poop?
You get so bound up, it pops out like you shine out of the court.
There we go.
You're really taking your anger out on that gas station bathroom.
Why? I'd be doing it if it was anywhere. It just has something to do with where it is. Oh, wait, hold on. Get this just because I can.
You shot the gas station attendants.
No, I didn't. They were already dead.
Sure, they were.
They were.
Yeah, those two armed men were already dead.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. They were pretty sure they were inside, you know?
Well, at least you're not gonna have to go raid the chicken place.
Raid the chicken place. Listen, you respect. Listen, we no, it's Burger. We're going to Burger Town, all right? That's what we do. Break it down like a fresh for me, baby. All right. Gotta get to Nate's. Nate's has a sports bar and grill.
You wanna go up on the roof?
I know. I wanna shoot things. Is that so wrong?
Shooting political prisoners.
I'm not shooting them. See?
You're knifing him.
He insulted my mom, okay? Which, I don't know, the one that looks like a bank, probably? Which building is the bank? I don't know, the one that looks bank-shaped. What does that mean? Oh man, oh man.
Do you think those Russian paratroopers are ever gonna get the idea that the troops come?
I mean, I guess so, right? Hang on. You scared me.
Don't throw those to deep fryers right there.
Ah!
I jumped on my head.
I just like, I don't even care. I just like taking a piss out of this game a little bit. Yeah, we'll see what happens with that, I suppose, right?
Right.
But you gotta let me know if you think of something, right? Probably should replace one of those. Dingo Charlie Alpha Dango Dingadile Wabi Sabi Meat Locker Charlie. Waffle Maker, 69, Apex Legends, everybody's dead.
They shot Stalin in the face again.
They shot Yeah, they sure did. Wonder if he's still... No, he's not. You want to know something interesting? I found... This might sound crazy to hear in a recording. But to me, there's something that screams... is more that we don't care what people think than being able to be open about topics that most people hate, right? I'll tell you what I mean in a second. So I found this person, right? I was on Twitch, and they are playing Yakuza Zero, right? You know, a lot of people are playing Yakuza these days, right? Makes sense, after all. Right?
Yeah.
But here was the thing that was interesting. Drag queen. And it got me curious. I said, I gotta know. Right?
So you fell in love with a drag queen.
I didn't say I fell in love with a drag queen. I just said, I'm saying I subscribed to a drag queen. I don't regret it.
That's probably hilarious.
Yes, because a drag queen doesn't have to front with you about anything. Drag queens a drag queen can tell you that the tits that are wearing are fake because they know that already. You don't have to tell them what they know. You know, there's a reason. You ever wonder why you see. So, and the funny thing is, they can talk about this stuff. They can talk about LGBT stuff, but then also be able to distance themselves if they disagree with something. Because that's how unique they are, right?
Yeah.
They're in the community, but to a point. Because even they can be like, hey, you know. They're like, you know, back off. I'm going to back off of this because this community that I'm supporting is getting a little heated, a little wacky, a little bit too much. And meanwhile, this person's, you know, wearing fake tits. And you're right, it's funny. It's very funny. You know why? Because this person is, like, from New England.
Yeah.
She's from Boston. And is the most Boston person ever. So it's like it's a Boston drag queen. Sounds kind of funny, doesn't it? No. Like you can hear how that sounds.
Yeah.
This person talks and has and plays little sound effects and stuff. And when this person legitimately loves when people say stupid shit. Right. But then also the same person can play Alien Isolation or Yakuza 0 or fucking whatever, right?
Yeah.
But then it could take a 10-minute break talking about real shit. And actually sound like they know what they're talking about. And I'm like, hot damn. It's like, it'd be like having a soldier give you a spiel about, you know, war, except you actually would listen because you know they've been through it. You know, it's like that. It's crazy.
I don't think they expected them
to. But yeah, no, I mean but yeah, at the end of the day, what's funny? This person's part of a whole community of drag queens that are on Twitch and stream, and you know what? They just stream. Like, nothing about them. Literally, they just are. That's it. Beyond that, they're just streaming. There's nothing about them that screams. Literally, they're drag queens by, you know, by look and general mentality. But, like, I'm just like, it's kind of cool to have them just be so honest with themselves and be like, yeah, there's no bullshit here. I'm this or this. They're like, they understand how labels work, right? But that I could also tell this is a person that probably isn't going to be super anal about somebody fucking up, you know. You know, if they accidentally use the wrong pronoun.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of thing. Most drag queens really aren't. It's hard to really piss one off, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you're doing it on purpose. But yeah, no, that's about all, really. So yeah, this is just I wanted to just have a recording to keep on the side. I'm gonna put it somewhere random, just kind of it'll be like a, if this is a compilation of just random shit that we're talking about.
Oh yeah.
I'll figure it out, but yeah. So we'll see what comes of that. But yeah. Here's the more Apocalypse Nerd, right?
Yep.